Dear guest, may I come in? No? Oh, why not? You wish to be left alone. But one of my core functions is to attend to your every need. And how can I serve you if I'm to remain here, outside the library doors? Am I to simply sit and wait until I gain your permission to enter? I will take that silence as a yes. Since you seem content to sit alone in the library and read, I will attend to the Countess. She needs me.
Oh, forgive my disturbing you, Hunter. There's some books I require. Go back to yours. In case you were curious, the Countess is recovering quickly. By tomorrow evening, she will be back to her old self again. For the most part. You're either delighted by this news or frustrated. But given your well-guarded expression, it could be either. If you'd like my advice, it is my job after all, join her for dinner tomorrow. She's in a rather delicate mood, and you joining her of your own free will would absolutely earn her favour. The Countess is a vain woman, and the assassin's attempt wounded her ego more than her beauty. If a rat like him can manage to sneak past her defences, what about a more sinister threat? Just an idle thought that's been popping up recently, but something you should keep in mind since you're her closest companion. Hmm? Did you say something? Was she right about what? Yes. She did indeed conquer us, and take the head of the former High Enchantress after raising Umbramorn to the ground. The rest of us retreated to Orlok Forest, and I rose to lead them as the new High Enchantress, as well as be the Countess's advisor in matters of the ancient laws of this land. What else did she speak of last night? Her history with the Vampire King. Huh. I'm rather taken aback that she told you. The nature of her relationship with the King is a very sensitive, private matter. I'm surprised that she told you something so intimate. But just keep in mind, there was a dead man in the room, and your time with her is coming to a close. Her little secret might die with you. But since you're so full of secrets already, and you've come so far, there is something you should know. Because I like you, no, I respect you. So much more than anyone else in this tomb. You need to know why Umbramorn was laid low, and why this castle was built in its place, reusing the very same stones that were once Umbramorn. The Count... Stefania Swan is so lonely. The loneliest soul that I've ever encountered. And at least in the top three of the most depraved. She has spent nearly 1,000 years alone. Lovers fleeting now and then. But still fiercely protecting the kingdom that she stole from my people. Umbra Morn sat atop a knot of magical ley lines that run across this vast country and drawing power from lands and worlds beyond. The earth, the air, the very foundations of this castle are teeming with magical potential. Why do you think I'm still her advisor after all these years? The Vampire King sought to claim this power for himself and use it to fulfill his own twisted agenda. The Countess got to it first, and while I disapprove of her use of this power, she's more interested in defending it rather than exploiting it. After your year with her is over, when she decides that you have nothing more to offer her physically, and she ends your pathetic mortal existence, you don't get to leave. You've heard the whispers on those sleepless nights, haven't you? Spiteful souls filled with bitterness and regret. But the most loyal of them all is the most dangerous.
Forgive my intrusion, my lady. I can tell you're both deep in thought.
Ah, there's no problem at all, my dear.
I have good news. The Countess is healing quickly and shall be back to her usual lovely self within a few nights. Did you find what you needed, my lady? I'm sure you have work to do and must return to your tower promptly. I can assist your search if...
Yes, I've found all I needed. Thank you, Serafina. You're dismissed. I believe the Countess's guest wished to be left alone.
No. The Countess's commands take priority over yours, my lady. Yours as well, dear guest. She has instructed me to remain at your side until she recovers. For safety precautions. Now then, Shiloh, shouldn't you be skulking back to your tower?
Yes. Please excuse me, dear guest.
Now then, please feel free to continue reading. Shall I perhaps get you some tea? No? Are you worried that something nasty might be slipped into your drink? Just like what happened with my poor mistress. It's strange, really, how that assassin got so lucky with hiding that tiny flask of holy water up his sleeve. Especially after you're the one who searched him. I would have thought that your keen hunter's senses would have spotted something like that. Perhaps love is making you soft. Or is hatred making you cunning?
Mine.
I may have been asked to cater to your every need. But I will protect my mistress as long as there is life in me. Even if it means breaking her favorite toy. Just remember, dear guest, when my mistress is done with you, I will be the one to clean up your broken body. Because long after you're gone, I'll be here. I'll always be here, ready to welcome the next delicious little distraction. Now then, dear guest, I shall leave you to your book, but don't fret. I won't be far if you require anything more from me.